with a very cloudy crystal ball and great humility, you know, I can venture a couple of thoughts. The situation now is when you look at U.S. trade versus Chinese trade, China is trading 4.5 times more with Africa than the U.S. is. And in issues like critical minerals, you know, U.S. companies are pretty much not on the continent. So I would say the U.S. is in a deficit position as it relates to the African market. And this has direct bearing with the tools that I mentioned in my piece. Number one, the African Growth and Opportunity Act has been the cornerstone of the U.S.-African commercial relationship for 25 years. Could it have done more? Yes. Should it do more? Yes. But we need it to be reauthorized just to provide that continuity of commercial ties. So that's number one. We can talk about what kind of modernization, but renewing AGOA, I would argue, is absolutely critical to our commercial engagement on the continent. Number two, in the dismantling of USAID, one of the instruments that was a casualty was Prosper Africa, which President Trump created the first time he was in the White House. So that's a little contradictory, the fact that you would have this initiative that Trump created that was pretty effective in advocating for U.S. Investment on the continent, now completely dismantled. So hopefully that gets reviewed and brought back once they do their 90-day review.
You're talking about Prosper Africa, and you're actually right that it created, in the first Trump administration, the initiative helped to close almost 1,852 deals valued at $86 billion over the last 4 years in 49 countries.
I wouldn't hazard a guess other than they've clearly taken like a sledgehammer to USAID and closed down virtually all operations. And Prosper Africa is very much a casualty of that sledgehammer approach to reviewing USAID. It makes no sense to me for an administration that, you know, wants to see America first. Well, America first, that means, you know, we have to be strong economically at home, but we also have to be strong economically globally, because the two are so interconnected.
AGOA, like you mentioned, the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, which is set to expire in September 2025. You also mentioned the Development Finance Corporation, DFC, set to expire on October 6th, 2025. So the question is there any bipartisan consensus to kind of sustain these organizations under the Trump administration?
Well, you know, that's probably the key point I try to make in my article, is that for the last 25 years there has been an enduring bipartisan consensus in Congress that the U.S. has interests in Africa worth investing in. And, you know, when AGOA was renewed in 2015 for 10 years, it passed the Senate with a vote of 99-1. That just underscores the strength of the bipartisanship that existed then. And I like to think it will emerge now. But I think we need a signal from the Trump administration that this is consistent with their American first objectives.